A 5-member special committee has been constituted to investigate the alleged 100,000 Ghana cedis bribery scandal that has rocked the Appointments Committee of Parliament. The committee, which is to be chaired by former Second Deputy Speaker and MP for Isikado Ketan, Joe Garte, has a 30-day period to report its findings to the House. Parliament took their decision yesterday when the first Deputy Speaker and Chairman of the Appointments Committee, Joseph Oseusu, and the member for Ifiduase Asokare, Dr. Nana Ayu Efriye, made statements on the floor on the scandal. We bring you more in this report by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Logie and Augustus Akwe.
The MP for Boku Central and member of the Appointment Committee, Mahama Yariga, in a radio interview last week alleged that the Minister of Energy, Wacheja Akon, who appeared before the Appointment Committee, attempted bribing minority members of the committee with 3,000 Ghana cedis each. The truth of the allegation was affected when the minority chief whip, Mohamed Mubarak Muntaka, also waded into the case, denying receiving money from the chairman of the committee. The member for North Thong, Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa, Mahama Yariga, the MP at the center of the allegation, and the Tamale North MP, Alhassan Suhini, petitioned the speaker to investigate the scandal. In his statement, the chairman of the Appointments Committee and First Deputy Speaker, Joseph Oseusu, sought the speaker's leave to pursue the matter in court to clear his name.
Charge of bribery for the majority to pass the nominee, therefore, does not fit in the equation. Recognizably, NPP has such a huge majority in Parliament and as such does not need to pay a bribe to have its way in this House. The need to have consensus is largely to benefit the minority to the extent that their concerns may be taken into consideration in decision making. To turn around to accuse the majority of bribing the minority, therefore, is illogical, immotivated, and in bad faith. Mr. Speaker, I have a dilemma. My fervent heart's desire is to go to the civil court to reclaim my integrity. I crave your indulgence to assist me to ventilate my grievance in court. If I'm successful, it may help redeem the image of this Parliament, which is often battered by its own members.
The member for Ifiduase Asokore, Dr. Nana Ayu Afriye, asked that the scandal be referred to the Privileges Committee. However, the minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, said the matter should not be referred to the Privileges Committee because the chairman of the Appointments Committee is also the chairman of the Privileges Committee. He proposed the setting up of a special committee to go into the scandal, noting that Ghanaians are very angry, saying the truth must be established.
The Ghanaian public, as I have observed, is very, very angry and will want nothing but us to establish the truth or otherwise of these allegations. It is one person's word or one honorable member's word against the other. So the principles of law, I cannot see, even though naturally the Privileges Committee will have a vice chairman, but a referral to that committee where he will preside over the matter itself will lead to questions. Mr. Speaker, the Ghanaian public and the world alike expect nothing but for us to establish and share with them the truth of a full-scale investigation to establish who is truthful and who is not. We need to redeem personal integrity, secure personal reputations, restore the dignity and reputation of this House. But we must do so only after a careful and thorough investigation into the matter. I will request that you refer this to a special ad hoc committee.
The majority leader of Seche Mensa Bonsu supported the application by the minority leader, saying if the case is referred to the Privileges Committee, it may attract needless partisanship.
The first deputy speaker and the member of parliament for the Quiet, in making the statement that he made before this House, representatives, by his own composure and demeanor, that indeed is a person who has suffered some mortal wound. The statement is a dirge. It's a dirge of lamentations, and one could understand. The second statement invited you, Mr. Speaker, to refer the conduct of the Honourable Member, the Honourable Mahama Yariga, to the Privileges Committee. Our orders provide that committees with defined remits should be assigned the responsibility of inquiring into any matter within their limits. However, in this particular case, if we should go to the Privileges Committee, it may attract unnecessary partisanship. And for that reason, I tend to agree with the application by the minority leader that the matter be sent became a special purpose committee charged with the responsibility of delving into this matter.
The Speaker, Professor Michael Kwe, ruled on the appointment of the five-member committee to delve into the matter. The committee is made up of Joe Gate, MP for Eskadu Ketan, Ben Abdallah Banda of Finso South MP, Amapoma Boateng, MP for Draben, and BT Baba Talensi MP.